Welcome. Today, we're on our second part of our digestive system and our herbal remedies and what the digestive system really does for our system. I hope you caught the first show. If you didn't, we'll give you a little bit of a rundown. Our digestive tract starts in the brain. A lot of people like to say it starts in the stomach or in the mouth. I think it starts in the brain because we really have to control what we eat, when we eat, how much we eat. So that all is in our brain. And then it goes to our mouth, our saliva and things, chew it up, our teeth, everything like that. Mix it around. It's excellent. So there we go. It's going down the throat. It's heading down to the stomach. It's hitting some acids, stomach acids, some bile's in there. It's all coming along. And then it goes down to our digestive tract, in our intestines, our small, our large, so on. And what it does is everything gets broken down, and then that's where we become with our minerals, our vitamins, our everything that we need in our blood and our cells to help us live at optimal levels. So that is it in a nutshell about our digestive tract real fast. And we had talked about some really nice herbal remedies. And a couple more that we're going to talk about right now is herbs that warm up the digestive tract, and it speeds up and increases the thoroughness of digestion, and it also reduces gas. Fennel is excellent. Cardamom is really good. How about dill? Cumin, caraway, and lemon balm. Those all help warm up our digestive tract and move food right along, kind of gets it going. The increase in thoroughness of our digestion. We also have teas that we can drink that are going to help us. And a lot of people said the bitter herbal beverage is kind of, if it's bitter, that's going to help with your digestive tract, just like the other show we talked about. Warmer herbs are going to help with your digestive tract. These bitters, as well as the warm, are going to kind of help. It's going to help stimulate our digestive secretions and keep food passing through rapidly. The bitter herbs will help reduce gas, bloating, symptoms of food allergies, and indigestion. A couple of them are barberry root, dandelion, and artichoke. Those are going to help us with our digestive tract. Anything with a lot of water, watermelon, excellent. Any of the fruits, oranges, strawberries, vegetables like cucumbers and lettuce and things as such, all those are going to help with our digestive tract. The greens, the watery fruits, everything that just really feels like it's cleansing you and putting minerals in there. Can you feel it when you eat healthy? I sure can. Aloe leaf helps with constipation. You know, aloe also helps with burns and sunburns and boils and fixing your skin. Actually, aloe is an excellent plant for many things, as well as many of these herbal supports that we have. What about if we have some constipation going on? What can we do? We want sources of fiber. Bulk fiber acts as a laxative. Fruits, flaxseed, chia seed, and oat bran. Fruits and vegetables and dried nuts. And then we have the mucilage herbs. These herbs are going to help produce mucus in the body. And that's going to just really help our body flow. And these herbs are mullein leaf, slippery elm bark, marshmallow root. And those are all used for inflammation of the stomach membrane. Do you want to know how to use it? Take in 1 tablespoon of the herb. You can use it in your salad, some of it, if you have the powdery form. You put it in with your meals. Cook it down into a tea. Anything your little heart desires. Now, what about helpful therapies? Maybe we just want something that's going to boost our probiotics. You've heard of probiotics, our good gut issues, the bacterial that's good for your gut. We all have it. So let's see, eating live culture yogurt, high quality probiotic yogurt is great. And this is going to help you with any type of issues that you have. Yogurt is always excellent to have in your diet. It's not just good for your gut and your friendly bacteria, but it's also good for your nails and your hair and your skin. It's excellent for you. You can also have like dandelion root and St. John's wort, lemon balm, calendula, and fennel. Those are all really good for treating your digestive tract. We'll finish out our part two with a couple more artichokes, a couple more herbal remedies that we have. Remember, not all our remedies come from our own hometown, because we have family, friends, people from all over the world. Our ancestors talked to everybody, and they shared our herbal support with everybody. And so we're sharing it with everybody. And other countries have shared theirs with us. So once in a while, you hear something come through our airwaves and we think, we don't have that in our garden. Well, we just know of it, and so we share it. Artichoke. This has been a great digestive herb for years, decades. Again, we'll say the bitterness helps stimulate. It helps the liver, helps with digestion, helps with irritable bowel syndrome, improving nausea, bloating, constipation, and pain from gas. It also helps maintain cholesterol at its normal level. Dandelion, we talked about that. Great for in your digestive tract. Helps with premenstrual bloating caused by excess of fluid buildup. You can have dandelion root in your coffee if you want. Dandelion root roasted roots. Ginger, excellent. Slippery elm. Helps with leaky gut syndrome as well. Irritation. Milk thistle. It's always been great for a digestive herb. Great for your liver. Helps with various liver disorders. Peppermint as well. So there's some excellent digestive herbs that we can use every day throughout the week in our lives to keep us healthy.